Music.
Are you the Professor Brian Cox?
This is so strange, though, because I've got two phones. One is my mobile that got no signal.
Yeah.
And the other one has got lift music playing in it.
Try it.
And it's apparently the hotel reception. Oh.
Okay, let's hello. I'm going to put that one up as well. Oh, yeah, listen. Hang on.
Oh, no. Now two people are talking to me. Now it's so strange. Which one do I hang up?
Oh, that's... Not your mobile, whatever the other one is. This is exciting radio, isn't it?
I'm going to do it now. Are you ready?
Go on. He's hung himself up! This is great! I'm telling you, that was Coxie Roulette, ladies and gentlemen. Coxie Roulette. Coxie Roulette. And you chose the wrong phone to hang up. Professor Brian Cox, put this fear up. He might just be there.
Hello? Are you back?
Oh, that's
good. I just listened to all that. Another phone.
How frustrating for you. You could hear me going, oh, he's got Coxie Roulette. We've lost him. What a shame. Never mind.
This is the BAFTA right here.
This is it, mate. This is the Sony's right now. Believe me, this is going straight in the entry. But let's just cover a few things off because we haven't got long. First of all, I watched your Maiden Stargazing live yesterday. It was a tour de force. Did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it a lot. And actually in the bar afterwards.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And I'm only recovering now. Chris Linter said, you know what, that we should get an award for that. It's the first ever live detection of a maser on television, which was that signal from that water, from the Orion Nebula, from the water in the Orion Nebula.
You see, I missed that bit. I only came in at the end, and then I watched the second part. That's what I watched when I watched you and Brian May.
It's crumbling now, isn't it?
And everybody else drinking Bucks Fizz live on air, whatever it was.
I saw that, but yeah, it's crumbling.
Shambling on for 40 minutes about something or other. But you did the first live detection of, is it called a maser, did you say?
So you get these clouds of water vapor.
Yeah. And you shoot spectrometry, you can work out. Oh, it's not spectrometry.
It's cleverer than that. There's a particular sort of set up a configuration where the water molecules all spin round and they're spinning.
Yeah.
And then you can trigger one of them to change its spin, basically. So to change its spin state. So moving through quantum energy levels for you. But I know that you'll know what I mean.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway, so it changes its spin. And when it does that, it emits a photon. And that photon can go and hit another one and change the spin of that one. So you get a synchronized flip of all these water molecules, and they send out a very bright signal. It's like a laser. So it's just like a laser beam, but in the radio part of the spectrum.
What?
And you can detect them. And there's the one in the Orion Nebula. So live on air, we pointed one of the radio telescopes
incredible.
And we saw the signal of water.
What a beautiful thing. And how many light years is the Orion Nebula? Just remind us.
I don't know.
You don't even, he doesn't even
remember.
Know. Look at that. Is it a relatively near-Earth object in comparison to the size of the universe?
It's a long way away.
Yeah, you wouldn't walk it. You wouldn't
hundreds
walk it.
Hundreds of light years, but I can't remember.
Millions and millions, is it?
I don't think it's millions and millions. I think it's
that's
hundreds
of in the words of Janine's dad. What's he talking about? You're going to have to listen. You're going to have to watch Stargazing Live again tonight from 9 p.m. Go
there
on.
There is one that's been detected, which is 12 billion light years away.
What?
And it's called a quasar.
Yeah.
And we've detected vast oceans of water. It's something like, it's trillions of times the amount of water on Earth.
Oh, man.
In this thing. So that's 12 billion years old. So it's also the oldest water ever detected in the universe. BBC 6 Music.